Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We thank you so much for taking time out your busy schedule just to hang out with them. My team is laughing at me. They should know me by now that I have a lot of energy. You know, it's all God. You know that. We were in the chat room, and we just said, but God. Some people ask me, well, what do you do right before your radio broadcast, TV broadcast, or before you speak? You know, we praise, we pray, we meditate. You know, we need to realize when we're in a difficult situation, and all of us have had obstacles, challenges, and the things that you're going through right now. You know, people think I'm just saying something, but you got to believe, you got to trust, and you got to walk it out. And that walking out thing is kind of rough sometimes. You're saying, what in the world is going on? These people took my car. I can't pay my bills. My lights are flickering on and off. The TV is not working. But you got to just walk that thing out. You have to stay positive, because if you stay positive, positive hormones go in your body and actually lowers your blood pressure, okay? But just think, if you are stressed, if your heart rate goes up, you just can't sleep, you just have a stressful situation. Like the old people say, you just a mess. You know, you have to stay positive. Positive people like to be around positive people, right? Because if you're hurting, it don't help anything about hurting somebody else, okay? So we have to be the example, and we got to believe, we got to trust, and we got to walk it out. You know, our kids are so special in this world. They just are gifts from God. You know, when they say something, you need to listen to what they say, okay? They don't do what you say. They are, I mean, I can look back and the things that I do, my mom said, wow, I used to do that. And I said, well, that's where I got it from, okay? We need to listen to what our kids say. Because they actually are saying some great things. They're saying some things from their heart. They're saying the things that they see at school or then coming home, just the environment. And guess what? When they see the parents doing some awesome things, having their own business, going to work, reading the Bible, doing positive things, guess what? They are actually follow suit. We actually have an awesome, you know, this is our special broadcast today. We just have an awesome, awesome panel. You know, we really getting it today. We have a total of probably six people that will actually be talking back and forth throughout the broadcast today. We have some awesome, awesome young people with us. I mean, three aspiring young authors. They have done it, as you can say. They actually have written a book, guess what, together. And isn't that amazing that when you do things together, life is so, it just makes it smoother, because you can ask them, hey, what you doing? What you doing with this? But the thing is that they are coming together. They are role models. Actually, when I heard about it, I was like, isn't it amazing to have some awesome kids as the role models to us, to let us know, guess what, the real meaning, and I say the real in quotes, the real meaning of Christmas. And we want to bring them right on in. We're going to actually have them chiming in back and forth. But we actually, you know how I do things. We do it in the spirit of excellence. So we actually have one of their parents here with us to help us in the conversation, because they are very young. I mean, we're talking young, okay? And we want to respect their privacy and things. You know, I talk to the moms and I say, hey, you know me, I'm going to make sure it stay on the up and up. But we want to welcome. I mean, I think LaCrease is on the phone, and we're going to bring her, LaShura. I'm pronouncing your name wrong, sorry. We're going to bring her in, and she actually is the mother of Jackie. How you doing?
I am doing wonderful, and I just love your energy level. I tell you, if anyone has any problems this evening after listening to you and how joyous you are, I tell you, it will make you forget your issues.
Bless your heart. You know, like we were saying, there is all God. But we want to, you know, I know we have to, we're going to have people come in. And
hello? Hello? Hello?
Yes, You guys, we're back. We had a little technical difficulty. I don't know what they did on the line here, but call back, you guys, so we could get this chimed in. But we actually have the awesome, we're going to talk a little bit. Just tell us a little bit of what's been going on, and we can bring Jackie on in to for her to tell us the awesome things that's going on in her life as well.
Wonderful. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I know I had lost you for a second there, so I had to shine back in. And I do think that Rashonda said that Morgan is also on the line.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Well, we're going to get her on in here as well.
Oh, yes. And I would like to thank you for having these three young ladies on the show. I think that your platform is awesome, how you are always inspiring others to live their best lives. And if people don't realize that, that they really need to listen to your webinars and your teleconferences, that you are always inspiring and sharing knowledge and how to become successful and how to inspire others. So thank you for this opportunity that you're giving Gabby, Morgan, and Jackie.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Did we bring it, so we actually have Jackie in the house now, and we have Morgan, right?
Yes, ma'am.
How you ladies doing?
Good.
I'm good.
Oh, just listen to their voices, Lord have mercy. Well, we're going to chime in with Jackie. How you doing, Jackie? We'll talk with you just for a little bit.
I'm doing well.
Well, how was your day at school?
It was good.
Isn't that amazing? I remember saying that, you guys, when I was young myself. But tell us a little bit about this awesome information that you have in this awesome book. Just, you know, don't give it all away now, because we got to make sure the people buy. But tell us what inspired you and, you know, just was your thoughts of just writing in this book.
Well, the name of it is Finding the Grinch, and it's about a girl and her auntie come to town to visit one of their friends, and the girl doesn't have a great life, kind of, and she sees the other girl that has everything that she wants, but they don't kind of get along at the beginning.
Wow, that's amazing, because we have friends that's like that. but at the conclusion, everything works out. Is that what happens, Jackie?
Yes, ma'am.
But we can learn a lot from what you're saying in that book, because sometimes we have ouchies, sometimes things don't go right in all of our lives, you know, as a child and as we grow up as an adult. But we have to remember what you told us in the book is not to give up, to continue it. And we always have friends that we can talk to, right?
Yes, ma'am.
That's amazing. Now, tell us, if you don't mind, I asked your mom, was it okay? Tell us a little bit about the play that you're in at school. You like that?
Yes, ma'am. We're doing a Christmas play. And about believingness and the Christmas holiday, Christmas spirit, or you can call it. And then we're playing, like a play, and we sing and stuff.
You sing as well, Jackie?
Yes, ma'am. I'm not that good.
Oh, that's exciting. Oh, no, you do great. That's amazing. Now, this is a big question to ask. Have you thought about and what you want to do when you become older? We don't want to say adult because, you know, all of, but have you thought about what you want to do when you grow up and become older?
Yes, I like to be a scientist and an author.
Oh, wow. So this is only the beginning, what you're doing and writing the first book you have. So we'll see more and more books to come, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow. Isn't that powerful? And if, tell us, how old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
Oh, my God. Isn't that amazing? God bless you. Well, we want you to continue to do the awesome work that you're doing. We're so proud of you, and we, you know, I'm proud of your mom that she instilled in you the wonderful things that you're doing, and to continue to do the awesome work, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Now, Morgan, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, she come on up in there. She, I love your voice. Well, welcome. So tell us just, you know, briefly a little bit about yourself and then the awesome, you know, I love the publication that you guys have. So tell us just a little bit now, because we want people to go purchase the book, but tell us just a little bit about your portion.
Well, thank you. And I am actually that girl that wants to do it all. From the writing to the books to all the plays, everything.
Isn't that amazing? I just love it, Morgan. Morgan, how old are you?
I'm 12 years old, going on to 13.
Amen. That's amazing. But tell us a little bit about the part that you've written. Your story.
Well, my book is based on two twins, Alpha Eminem twins. They're going on about who is Santa real, which one believes in Santa, Max or Mickey. And so you'll find out more about it by buying the book.
That's right, because, you know, the thing about it, Morgan, you know, everybody comes from different backgrounds, so some people may believe in Santa and some people don't. But, you know, the most important thing that I know that all of us can resonate with, that our parents have taught us to respect everybody's opinion, you know, because everybody have their uniqueness, everybody have their, you know, calling in life. But the most important thing we need to remember is to respect each other and listen to what other people have to say. Do you think that's right, Morgan?
Yes. I want people to see it isn't about Santa. It's about really matters, like family and love. And the holidays.
That's powerful. I just love it. I'm laughing in joy. I'm not laughing at you, but I just love the energy and the wisdom and the great thing that young people, if we listen to what they have to say, they actually is schooling us as adults. We need to listen to what our kids are saying. But Morgan, tell us this. What do you want to do when you go, you know, get a little bit older? Anything, aspirations you have in life?
Well, I wanted to be an author, but since I'm already one, no need to. I see more books in my future, but I also want to help people, so I want to go into the police department.
That's all right. I love it. Law enforcement is much needed, especially in regards of ladies and especially Afro-American ladies. But, oh, my God, did you guys hear what Morgan said? Morgan said she's already an author at 12 years old, and she said she sees her vision already that she's going to have more books. Isn't that amazing? I just love it. Now, tell me this, Morgan, because I really feel you can really chime in on this. What do you think people need to aspire, or let's say another word, what goals do you think people, you know, just one thing someone should do for the beginning of the year? What things do they take to the next year saying, well, I need to do this?
They need to believe in themselves. And the problem about it, people get wrapped up in gifts, and I wanted my story to show that's not what's important. Like, there's something different than the gifts and all the cookies.
Are you there, Morgan? I think we dropped off.
Stop making excuses. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. I'm sorry. We heard the last part about stop making excuses. That's powerful there. So we need to believe in ourselves. Morgan is telling us what to do for the next year. Believe in ourselves and stop making excuses. I love it,
people,
Morgan. Now, Morgan, if you're saying something, kind of move in another little area there because we can't hear you at all now.
Well, I just want people to – I don't want my book to be – same old, like the rest of the millions of books out there. I want my book to be different. I want my book to stand out.
That's all right. I love it more because that's the great thing of being unique. We need to, you know, stand in our own, like you just said. That's the powerful thing we need to realize, that we need to say, hey, we can do this and continue. Now, from what I've heard now, they say Gabby is on here, but I don't, you know, I'll be transparent. I don't see the number that I was given that she'll be here. So kind of hit star one so I can bring you in, Gabby, because they gave me another number here for you to call in. But you guys, let me tell you what we're going to do. We actually going to keep everybody online here. And, you know, I got to make sure my sponsor's happy and the people that believe in me that God has sent my way. So what we're going to do till we see what number Gabby is calling from, we're going to just take a long break. And, you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.
Introducing All Nations TV, the best in gospel music, teaching, preaching, and community programming. All Nations TV is a new innovative Christian-based broadcasting company featuring Preachville, Press Play Gospel, Anointed Hands, and more. Tune in today to be inspired by visiting allnationstv.com. That's allnationstv.com.
Okay, ladies, it's time to get this makeup thing right once and for all. So let's bring the professional to you. Call Atlanta's number one mobile makeup artist, Melinda Cannon Jones. Melinda will hook you up with your best look ever. Weddings, galas, special events, or just a night out on the town. Count on quality products, on-time service, and a look that will light up the room. Melinda Cannon Jones, your new mobile makeup artist. Call 470-564-9999. That's 470-564-9999. Follow E. Cannon Jones on Instagram and Facebook.
You guys, we're back. You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We're talking to the awesome, inspiring young authors. We have heard from Jackie. We have heard from Morgan. Morgan has a pop. She said she's going to be law enforcement. Jackie said she's going to have some more books, or she's going to conquer the world. Now, we actually going to bring right on in here is Gabby. Gabby, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Miss Sunday. How are you?
All right. I love these young people with a powerful voice. I am awesome. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
How was school today?
I'm Father, so.
Great.
Hello, Miss Sunday, can you hear me?
Gabby, how old are you?
I'm 10.
Oh, wow. I love it. So tell us a little bit more about the part that your awesome story.
Well, my story is about a little elf named Kylie, and she did a project, and it blew up in Santa Claus, so she was punished by being on the naughty list. So Kylie has a special job to do, and you'll have to read the rest to find out.
That's right. See, I like you guys have been trained. You just give people a little snippet, a little glimpse, a little sneak peek, and we actually, that's the great thing we need to do is support our young people here. We need to actually read the rest of the book so we can share with our friends and family.
But I want to ask this, Gabby. What are your thoughts? We asked Morgan about it, but what are your thoughts? Any ideas that people should take to the new year? What should we do? You know, anything that comes to your mind, that what should we do to make our life better the next year?
You should pray and follow God and follow your heart. And even if you, like, I have this friend, Neek, and she's really shy, but she's actually gotten better. And so I just think if you are staying inside of a little box, break out of it. Break out of it and go have some fun.
I love it. Break out of your box. Leave the, you know, because God don't have any limits. Get out of the limit mentality. Get out and stretch out. That's what Gabby's telling us. That is so powerful. You know how the old people used to say, from the mouth of babes, not calling you guys babe, but the old people around, they know what I'm talking about. The wisdom from these young people. Oh, my God. Now, one thing I didn't do, and I want to circle back a minute, is... Is Gabby, is your mom on the phone as well?
Yes, I am, Dr. Sunday. How are you?
Hi, how you doing, Ms. Anderson? Nice to be here on the call with us.
I'm happy to be here as well.
I just wanted to bring you in to ask this question, because I'm not a mother, and I'll just be honest, but I know how my mom she feels when she see me doing an awesome job. So just chime in a little bit to just what, how is your heart feeling right now that, I mean, your daughter is 10 years old and is in print. She has something with her name on it already and already is a business owner, already making a mark on the world.
Well, we are more than excited for the opportunity. Certainly grateful to both Victoria and Rashonda for the opportunity to be a part of something that ultimately will change the course of her life. I mean, her school is excited about it. The world is excited about it. They're steadily moving up on Amazon, and we just could not be more grateful.
Mm-mm. Isn't that powerful? I just know, because I know when I do certain things, even at my age, my mom just cries. So she said that's a feeling that just so an enjoyment when they see their babies doing an awesome job. So we commend you guys for having, you know, the patience with them to write it. I mean, because a lot of times, you know, you're doing this and doing that. They have so many activities in school. So we commend you guys of being a great and awesome role model and example.
Well, thank you very much for that.
Amen. You guys, I'm going to open up all the lines right now, and we're kind of almost at the end, but I actually have a I love surprises, I guess. I love giving gifts all the time. And I chimed in with LaShera before we started, and I asked her, did she have 10 books that she could spare, you know, just to spare. So you guys that's listening, we'll put it up in the Facebook event, you know, on the pages and everything. If the first 10 people that send me inbox, you can inbox me or you can send me an email at gooddeedstv@gmail.com. You can actually get a, now this book, you want the kids to kind of read it, but it's actually applicable of us as well. We will actually send you a free copy. Now, this will be compliments of Good Deeds now. Good Deeds want to bless you guys. So they actually send me the information, and I will actually make sure you get the – we'll try to do it before Christmas. You know how the mails are, you know. But what we want to do is we're going to put that information on the Facebook that the first 10 people, we're going to actually bless them with a free copy, compliments of Good Deeds Radio and Television Show. But what we want to do is, if it's okay, we want Morgan, Jackie, and Gabby to say any last-minute words or anything you want someone to say. And if it's okay, we need at least, LaShera, can you come back in and tell us, unless they actually may know it as well, is how we can purchase, you hear me say purchase, the book, and how we can actually support you guys on social media networks.
All right. Well, you can go to Brown Girls Publishing, which is the publishing house that Rashonda Tate Bensley and Victoria Christian Murray have organized and created for people of color to have voices. So please go to that website, browngirlspublishing.com, and there not only will you see the perfect present, but you will see a catalog of books that you can gift others.
That's amazing. I love it. I love it. Now, Jackie, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I just would just say anything that comes off the top of your head as the last-minute words that you want to let the listening audience hear from you. Nothing personal. Let me put that out there.
I would like to thank everybody for chiming in and listening to my part of my story. And I hope you have a wonderful day and buy the book.
Amen. I love it. I love it. Okay, Morgan, you're up.
I would like to say thank you. Number one, thank you for having us on your show. And last but not least, I want to wish everyone luck on everything they do.
I like it. I love it. Gabby, you going to bring the rear up.
Well, I'm going to have to apologize. Gabrielle had to get back to soccer practice, so she told me to let you know that she was really grateful for you having her on her show, but this is her first day of practice with the All-Star team, and she had to go back.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. I love soccer, so that's right down my alley. So we thank you so much, Ms. Anderson, for doing that. And if any of the parents have anything to say, it's open. You can say any last-minute words, and then we will say one more time how to actually purchase the book.
Well, this is actually Rashonda Tate Billingsley, who is on today as a parent, not as a publisher, because I am just so proud of my daughter. I actually have three kids, and so when my daughter said she wanted to write a book, I was like, yeah, okay. And then she brought me her story, and I was like, wow, one of my kids got my talent, and I didn't have to do much at all. And it was just a great feeling as a mother, because I wanted to write when I was a little girl, and we didn't have those opportunities. So as a publisher, we are so thrilled to give these young talented writers, all three of these stories are amazing. We're giving them a chance to let their voices be heard, and I am just so thrilled to be able to do that.
Wow, that's powerful. I love it. Thank you so much. Anyone else want to have anything to say?
I think it's probably befitting for us to once again thank Rashonda for the opportunity. I mean, Rashonda, you just don't understand what a blessing it has been for Gabrielle. First of all, I think it's amazing that all three of our kids, even though they did not know each other, they all wrote Christmas stories, and all of their stories had something in common that made them, you know, be right for the book. So thank you again so much for the opportunity, and we are truly, truly grateful.
Well, I definitely speak on behalf of Victoria when I say we are the lucky ones. And then we think the public will be even luckier as they pick up the books and check out the stories. They'll definitely be blessed by these stories.
Oh, amazing. You see how the old people say that the fruit don't go far from the tree? These are wonderful parents. Oh, wow, it's just amazing. Now, give us that website one more time that we can actually get the book.
It's browngirlspublishing.com. The books are available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Kobo. They can get them everywhere, but browngirlspublishing.com is the website. We have the girls up there. You can go there and learn more about them and just check out the books. So you definitely won't be disappointed.
All right. You guys, we have had an awesome time. You know I have a good time. I just love hearing the wisdom from these kids and the mom. And the parents are just so fabulous. It reminds me of myself, Lord Jesus. And the one thing she chimed in that I really like, you know, I used to write when I was young too, but we really didn't have the opportunity that the awesome kids have today. What we need to remember is to encourage them in everything they do and say. They do go by example, so we need to make sure we're giving them the right example so they can follow, okay? You know how to get in touch with me and Good Deeds Radio and Television Show. It is ReneeSunday.com, which, of course, is www.ReneeSunday.com. We just pray that everything is well, which we already know everything is well. We just need to do the things I say, what God says. Believe, trust, and walk it out. And don't stop. Get it, get it. We love you, love you, love you. And we'll see you next time. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Bye-bye.